Mosteller and I have a big, enormous book coming out in a few months, redoing the whole Coleman day. Coleman had to do his analysis in about 5 months.
Yeah.
And we've redone it all, and we know, and he's done it with us, and we know more now. I can give you good answers to that, sir. Let me first of all say that the main thing that matters is the other students that child is with.
I see.
And it will the teachers matter very little. The classrooms matter not at all.
I see. The kids teach the kids.
The kids set standards for each other. And if
maybe what you've got to do, though, is if you're going to have incompetent teachers, is to go for more television aids and all that sort of stuff.
Well, maybe.
No?
I would give the mothers money, frankly. We have absolutely no evidence that any increase in school expenditure makes much difference. And I should have to say to you very clearly, because we say this in this new book.
Give me that, then.
That the you raise the level of lower class kids a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit, when you put them in with other kids. But if you put middle class kids in with a majority of lower class kids, you lower the middle class achievement without raising the upper, the lower class.
I see. What really raises them is the bright kids.
Right, and the not so bright kids have to be in a minority.
Yeah.
If they're a majority, they swamp everything. That seems to be.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's why that in the North, where as you know now those astounding statistics, where as a result of what we the agony
Mississippi that 38 integrated than California.
38% of all black children in the South go to majority white schools. 28% of all black children in the North go to majority white. Now that is a hell of an indictment.
And you did it.
That's right.